Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Words that last. Matthew chapter 24, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. In my mind's eye, I recall our family gathered around the dinner table. I imagine our kids are still home and we are enjoying a sweet time of sharing. Across the table from me is Joyce, my precious wife. To her right is our oldest daughter, Brenda. Next to Brenda and to my right is our youngest daughter, Lori. On my left and to the right of Joyce is our son, Dan. A wonderful picture. But it did not last. In the blink of an eye, it seems, the kids marry and leave home. Grandbabies are born. An illness takes my wife and both daughters. All three have slipped the bonds of this earth and soared into paradise. I will never be able to sit around the table with them on this earth, but oh, how I look forward to that day when I will not only see them, but all of my loved ones. Even more wonderful, I will see the Savior who loved me enough to die for me. C.T. Studd lived from 1860 to 1931. He composed a poem that is now so familiar that many think it is from Scripture. Here is a verse from that poem. Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last. And when I am dying, how happy I'll be if the lamp of my life has been burned out for thee. That is the moment in time I fervently anticipate. What a day of rejoicing that will be. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Cecil's devotional today. If you wish to subscribe to his daily devotional emails, or read his devotional online, or hear him read the scripture for the day, please go to dailydevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.